This is the Australia Report with CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, Vic Aladef. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladef, a very good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. I'm very well, thank you. Good to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you, but a very, very disturbing story. Terrorists plan to murder Jewish students at the University of Sydney.
A shocking story. So this is an Australian man who stabbed his neighbor in 2016 and was found guilty of carrying out this terrorist attack with a machete on a man in the Sydney suburb. And by the way, the man who he attacked was put in hospital in critical condition, but fortunately has recovered. And the man was wearing a shirt with an American motif. He was attacked by this individual, who was then a pharmacy student at Sydney University. It has now emerged from his evidence and in his own words that he had planned to kill Jewish students at the University of Sydney as a, quote, revenge attack. And this is what he told the court. And in the witness box, he said that he had bought this knife, this machete, to target students wearing kippot. Quote, I was planning on using it on Jewish students in the university to kill them, he says. Just people wearing the Jewish headgear, the kippah. I was filled with hatred. It was revenge for what was happening in Palestine.
Wow. Wow.
Pretty shocking stuff.
So how did they catch him?
So he was apprehended soon after his attack on this man who happened to be walking on the streets. And he's been subsequently found guilty of carrying out this act of terror over his stabbing attack. And just today, and we're waiting to hear the outcome, he's facing a sentencing hearing and with a very, very strong likelihood that he'll get sentenced to life imprisonment in jail. But as from the Jewish community's perspective, I mean, as well as obviously just generally the act of terrorism, the fact that he openly planned to murder Jewish students is just such a chilling reminder of the importance of security, of the threat facing members of the community, and just reinforces the damage that can be caused by hate speech, by demonization of Israel. And it's gratifying to see that there's been a strong response from the Vice Chancellor condemning all hatred or bigotry, et cetera, et cetera. And obviously, so we're talking about the need for all necessary measures to be taken to ensure the safety of staff and students. And together with Orgis, which is like your Sorgis over there, we've requested a meeting with the Vice Chancellor to talk about this and to talk about, you know, what sort of measures can be put in place. But obviously, it goes without saying, a university is a university is a university. So you can walk on campus and, you know, and you aren't checked when you get onto campus. And that's the beauty of the university environment. So it's pretty, pretty chilling stuff.
You know, to some extent, and it's a terrible thing to say, I'm surprised this type of thing hasn't happened before, not necessarily in Australia, but everywhere around the world where you've got this constant tsunami of misinformation and hatred, about what's really going on in Israel. And, you have this sort of emotions stirred up where so many of these facts aren't even remotely true, but still it's a just relentless campaign against Israel. It's not surprising that more people, you know, that it hasn't translated. I'm actually quite surprised that it hasn't translated into violence earlier.
And you're absolutely not wrong. And I don't recall if I mentioned it in one of my previous reports about just an incident, two incidents which I dealt with in recent weeks. So the one was where a priest, a Catholic priest, and as institutionally, organizationally, the Jewish community and the Catholic Church have excellent relationships, certainly here in Australia. The Archbishop is a close friend of the community. Putting that to one side, a Catholic priest at one of the churches here in Sydney, a couple of weeks ago, gave a sermon in which he talked about, quote unquote, the Jews are a jealous people. So I contacted him and I said, this was put to me. And his response was, no, I was talking about Jews at the time of Jesus. And I said to him, and do you seriously suggest that the 300 people in your congregation drew a mental line in the sand and said, well, the Jews were jealous then, but they're decent now. And so therefore there's no negative impact on what I'm saying. And this person, his response, I've been to Auschwitz. I don't suggest he's an anti-Semitic for a minute, but absolutely failing abysmally to understand that the negative impact of speeches like that.
Right.
And I said, you are influencing people week in, week out in your sermons. And if this is the message you are getting, exactly what you just said, Howard, is a surprise when someone goes out and acts on those sorts of remarks.
It's completely tone deaf at worst, but very, very damaging. Either way, Melbourne's Monash University launches a scholarship to celebrate Jewish and Aboriginal communities.
So good news from university, on the other hand. So Monash University, one of Melbourne's big universities, and incidentally named for Sir John Monash, who we've talked about before, head of the Australian Army in World War One and president of the Zionist Federation, I may say, at the time. It has launched a scholarship in the name of William Cooper. And we've talked about William Cooper before. He was head of the Australian Aboriginal League in 1938, the time of Kristallnacht. When the rest of the world didn't give a damn, William Cooper led a protest march to the German consulate in Melbourne to protest against what was happening to the Jews in Germany and Austria. And what made it even more poignant and powerful, 1938, Aboriginal people were not even regarded as people in this country. They weren't even included in the census of people. And yet he cared enough about what was happening to the Jews on the other side of the world. So Monash University has very now wonderful gesture inaugurated a scholarship called the William Cooper Scholarship Fund and has just awarded its first two scholarships to two students, one Jewish, one Aboriginal, to enable them to study Jewish studies and Aboriginal studies. So a really heartwarming story and in fantastic recognition of somebody who absolutely was a righteous among the nations.
Amazing. Absolutely incredible. Finally, death of a prime minister who once loved Israel.
An interesting one. So his name is Bob Hawke. And he was prime minister way back in the 1980s. And had an extraordinary career. And just very briefly, he was former head of the trade unions, the Australian trade unions here. Then became prime minister. And made a statement, if I were to have my life again, I would want to be born a Jew. Became a amazing friend of Israel, met with Golda and really, one of the things for which he became most known was that he played a pivotal role in helping to rescue 15 refuseniks. Those who don't remember refuseniks, Jews who were allowed, refused permission to leave the then Soviet Gulag, the Soviet Empire.
And Bob Hawke,
exactly. And Bob Hawke as prime minister helped bring out 15 refuseniks from the Soviet Union. He brought them here to Melbourne in Australia to a massive public reception of 3,000 people, et cetera, et cetera. As his life went on, he called it a love affair with Israel. It mellowed and it mellowed and it mellowed. And sadly, it turned it from, as one commentator said, from love affair to just friends, where he really spent a lot of time hammering Israel in the context of the Israeli-Palestinian issue, but with a sad lack of balance and context in what is happening on both sides of the divide. So he died just a few days ago, and from the Jewish community's perspective, I mean, he was a huge character just in terms of such a strong ally of Israel as prime minister, as I say, involved in helping to rescue Soviet Jewry, a small number, but moving across the dial in terms of his political outlook as his life went on, and passed away just a couple of days ago at the age of 89.
Incredible. And it's always interesting to look back and you look at the complexity. How do you remember a person like that? Which part of their life do you focus on, or do you just focus on the fact that we're all very, very complex, and when a life ends, you've got to look at the whole picture, not just the parts that you like or you don't like. Really, really fascinating indeed. That is Vic Aradef. He is the Chief Executive Officer of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, speaking to us live from Australia. Thanks, Vic Aradef.